brought to you by Penguin.
Beneath the Surface by Fiona Neal, read by Amelia Fox. No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man. Heraclitus. Prologue. It was Mia who found it. She came across the blue and white cardboard box in one of the storage crates stacked in the garage. Strictly speaking, it was inside its packaging, inside a box that was inside the crate, a bit like the set of Russian dolls on the bookshelf in her bedroom. Whoever put this here didn't want it to be found, but neither did they want it to be lost. Later, she would say it was as if it was waiting to be discovered. Later still, she would claim that it called out to her. Because how else could you explain the mysterious way the pregnancy test revealed itself amid the chaos of thousands of family belongings? Mia pulled the plastic dipstick out of its packaging. She might be only 10 years old, but she had watched enough Pretty Little Liars with her older sister over the summer to understand that the blue line in the little window indicated that the person who had peed on the dipstick was going to have a baby. Her knowledge of the mechanics of sex was a muddle of what she had learnt from David Attenborough and sex education classes at school. But she knew that, strictly speaking, the thin blue line meant this person had mated and, strictly speaking, the sex had led to reproduction. Strictly speaking was her favourite new expression that summer. But suddenly it seemed to have vaguely sexual connotations, as did the word dipstick and the salty taste of sweat she licked from her upper lip. She felt intoxicated, as if she'd drunk black coffee or dived into freezing cold water. She gingerly held the pregnancy test between the tips of her thumb and index finger as if it might be contagious, which in a sense it was, although not in ways she could possibly imagine. She was half wondering if she should take it to school when the new term started. "You have to have a currency at school," Lily had tried to explain recently when Mia had told her she felt like a nothing. "Something that makes you special." It was easy for her older sister to say that. Lily was both clever and pretty. Whereas until the beginning of year five, when her new friend Taz had appeared at the desk beside her, clutching his red rucksack with the broken zip, Mia could go for whole days without anyone talking to her. As far as currencies went, it didn't get much better than owning a positive pregnancy test. Surely it would make her more interesting, even to the girls who ignored her. It was time to get Lily involved. It felt grown up and sisterly to be in a position to share something so intimate, a glimpse of how one day the 7 years that separated them might no longer feel like such a chasm. Mia longed for a life of eternal bonds, in a world where nothing seemed permanent. She had attended 3 different schools, had endured 5 different special needs teachers, lost 3 grandparents, and, until she'd met Taz, had never had a friendship that lasted longer than a few weeks. She spotted the top of Lily's head emerging from a cardboard box beside the door into the garden. All she could see of her was the messy blonde bun that was held together with pencils, but even that looked cool.
"Look what I found."
Mia tried to sound casual rather than excited. Unlike Taz, Lily didn't respond well to her mood surges.
"Just a minute."
That was Lily's favourite phrase that summer, especially when it came to Mia. She never said it unkindly. Lily was always patient with her. But neither did she ever get back to her once Mia had counted to 6.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?